This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Democratic Party members at the highest levels on Thursday are making a critical push for President Joe Biden to reconsider his election bid. Former President Barack Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about Biden's 2024 candidacy. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi privately warned Biden Democrats could lose the ability to seize control of the House if he doesn't step away, and argued polls show he likely can't defeat Republican Donald Trump. That's according to several people who insisted on anonymity to discuss the sensitive conversations. Several sources say the gunman at Donald Trump's rally on Saturday had photos of Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden, and others on his phone, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The sources, speaking on condition of anonymity, say 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks had looked up dates for the Democratic National Convention as well as Trump's appearances. Three people familiar with the investigation say the shooter also had searched for major depressive disorder. However, one of those sources says investigators haven't determined whether Crooks was actually diagnosed with the disorder. On Sunday, an FBI official said there was no indication of any mental health issues. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The United States will give an extra $203 million to help millions of civilians affected by the war in Sudan. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said on Thursday, calling on other nations to step up their aid.
This is the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, and that has not changed.
The funds aim to help civilians in Sudan and those who have fled to neighboring countries since war erupted in April 2023. This is VOA News.